Well, welcome everybody to this weekly product information call with Christian Drapeau. My name is Marijke Long from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and right now from Boston. The purpose of this weekly product information call is to zero in more on a particular aspect of the stem enhance. And I believe Christian is going to talk about dosages this morning. Is that right, Christian?
That's correct.
So, and that will be the first part of the call. The second part, we will go into questions and answers, and these are questions that have been previously emailed to productsupport@stemtechhealth.com. So if you have any questions, please email them to productsupport@stemtechhealth.com, and we will ask them on these calls. So, Christian, take it over.
Okay, thank you, Marijke. So this will probably be a short call. It's not a topic that will take a lot of time to cover, but it's a question that comes up actually quite often, so I think it will be a very valuable call. So generally speaking, how should we take Stem Enhance? So the first question is the dose. People are asking, you know, how much should I take? We put in the capsule there, on the bottle, sorry, to take two capsules once or twice a day. And let me tell you a little bit of the history of how we got to this recommendation and sort of where we stand today, because the way to take the product to some extent has evolved as people were reporting their stories and testimonials. Essentially, as far as the science is concerned, we see the effect here in terms of an increase in the number of circulating stem cells by 30% when we take two capsules, 1 gram of Stem Enhance. We have not done any study because then it sort of gets too complex. I won't go into the detail, but the assay that we have does not allow us to really do a dose study to be able to link to body weight, for example. So is a smaller person, can a smaller person take only one capsule compared to a bigger, taller person? We can't answer these questions. All I can say is that we studied two capsules, which is 1 gram, and it is with 1 gram that we get the effect that we have documented, which is this increase of 30% in the number of circulating stem cells. So our recommendation was to do this every day, to take two capsules every day, just to maintain good health. And if anybody has any kind of health challenges that they would like to address more specifically, then we go and suggest to do this twice a day, two capsules twice a day. And then people would come and would say, well, you know, if I have this more important or more complex health issue, can I take more? Then I did say at a point, yes, you know, if in that case, you know, you can certainly take two capsules three times a day. One, when we release stem cells from the bone marrow, they will come back to the bone marrow within about an hour, plus or minus, let's say, an hour. So overall, when you take the product, there's about a 3-4 hour wave where stem cell number in the blood will come back to its control value. So give it some rest. We thought, you know, three times a day, you take it every 8 hours, and that should be a good approach. So just to tell you a little bit where it came from, not that it is that important, but where it got somewhat interesting is that listening to people coming back, what I am hearing right now, and I've heard this from a lot of people, when we're talking about conditions like pain, back pain, knee pain, anything that has a connotation of pain, and this is very empiric, this is just people reporting. When we're talking about conditions linked to pain, a number of people have reported that if they actually take too much product during the day, take two capsules two or three times a day, sometimes it increases the pain. We talked a little bit about this some time ago when we talked about detoxification and decompensation. I think it's just the body that is sort of adjusting, and we're just doing this adjustment too fast. So go down to two capsules or even one capsule a day to go through the process more slowly, and then slowly increase, you know, 2-3 weeks later and see how it goes. But otherwise, for most people, when we take two capsules 2-3 times a day, if we want to really address something more specific, it would be the good recommendation. I have heard many people saying that they took two capsules once a day, and they saw some benefits on mental clarity, but still what they wanted to see happen in their health was not happening. They went to two capsules twice a day, and still did not happen. And they just gave it a shot, and they went to two capsules 3 times a day, and then it did happen. Then I have a colleague that I was lecturing in Toronto Saturday, and he came and told me a story. He had been taking two capsules three times a day for 4 months, and had a very interesting experiment with Stem Enhance, but still had a lingering pain in his leg that he had had from an accident long time ago, and that was still there. And one day somebody told him, why don't you try to take much more for a little while? So he basically took five capsules three times a day, and after 3 weeks, that problem disappeared. So out of seeing all of this, what I want to go to as a conclusion is that the dose issue, we do recommendation, a dose is two capsules, but really how many times a day we take it, or if we can take more than two capsules, all I can say is it's really something to find for yourself. We recommend two capsules a day as a maintenance dose, two capsules two, three times a day if there's a specific issue here that we'd like to support the body in trying to improve the condition. And beyond this, I would say for a week sometimes you may want to try to take more. And then if you don't see the results, or for some reason it triggers other things and you reduce, and play like this, because at the end I think the best recommendation is really the most objective one would be to say it looks like everybody has its own best dose, if I could say. So play with the product here to determine what's best for you within those general parameters of saying two capsules a few times a day. When is it best to take the product? Again, here we are a little bit biased by the scientific information that we have, given the length of time that it takes to do the study. I mean, within a day, when a person shows up in the morning and we give them Stem Enhance and we measure the various components in the blood, stem cell number, and so on and so forth, it's a very long day. We start at 8 in the morning and sometimes we finish at midnight. So for that reason, the studies were always done in the morning. So all the data that we have is with product taken in the morning. But it does not mean that the morning is necessarily the best time. So all I can say is when we say a few times a day, I believe the product does the same thing when we take it at another time in the day. But the reason why I'm bringing all this up is that there is a general understanding, maybe not so much scientific, but a general common sense understanding that when we sleep is really a time when the body really recover from various things that may have happened during the day. It's the healing time, let's say, of the body. So it could be a really good time to add Stem Enhance, two capsules, before going to bed. And we are preparing right now protocols. It's not the most pertinent study at this point in time, so we're working on other aspects. But down the road, we want to repeat those studies, for example, taking the product at night, and see if we take the product at 10 or 11 o'clock at night, do we see the same results? Do we see a better result? So this is something that we'll do in the future. But at this point in time, I would say take it two, three times a day. And if you do take it three times a day, make sure you have morning and evening. And if you take it twice a day, then it will be morning when you get out of bed and at some point in time before going to bed. Now, some people, the PEA in the product, the phenylethylamine, will give them a sense of energy. So if that's the case, give it a try. The product may keep you up late at night if you take it too late. In that case, then take your second or let's say your last intake of two capsules no later than 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So as you can see, as we go through all of this, at the end, it's really it has a lot to do with everyone's idiosyncrasies. How to take the product. We have done all the studies taking the product with light food. It was not on a total empty stomach, but it was not with a full meal. It was with one toast, let's say, a few crackers or some fruit juice in the stomach. And the reason why we did this is that at times, it is not frequent, but at times people report that if the product is taken, Stem Enhance is taken with just water on an empty stomach, then some people report at times feeling a little bit, some sort of heaviness in the stomach. If it's accompanied with fruit juice or vegetable juice or anything, a piece of bread, it seems, then most of the time it goes away. So the study was done that way. So if I base it on the scientific data, I would say take the product, not with a full meal, but just on a light stomach. This being said, I am fairly convinced here that a lot of people in the field took the product without consideration of whether it was an empty stomach and with meal, and a lot of people have reported benefits while doing it that way. So I am not sure if it is that pertinent to take it away from meal, but if someone were to ask me what is the best way I think is to take the product, I would say to take it with light food and during the day to take it a little bit before a meal, probably, I don't know, 20 minutes, half an hour before a meal. And the advantage of doing it that way also is that the PEA will act a little bit as an appetite suppressant, and it may help to lose weight if anybody is interested into losing weight. Another aspect also is that some people have asked, how do I take the capsule if I have a child or sometime an animal or sometime a person who just cannot swallow capsules? The capsule can be opened. There's absolutely no problem in opening the capsules. Actually, the studies were done by opening the capsules like this in water so that we can have a better timing in the reaction by removing the time that the capsule will dissolve. So there's absolutely no problem here in opening the capsule in water or juice and then drinking that way. There's even some people who have reported benefits when people are hospitalized and they're fed directly with a tube. There has been no problem also to blend the stem enhance in some liquid and then pass it through the tube. Some people have also done that and reported some results that we know about stem enhance. So it can work well that way. The last point that I wanted to talk about is a question that is also coming is, can I take stem enhance with other things, like with other drugs or with other dietary supplements? Aside from the warning regarding anticoagulant medications, antidepressant, and any disease of the bone marrow, there are no contraindications per se, and nothing pertaining to taking stem enhance along with other medications or remedy or dietary supplement that you can take, that you may take. On a similar issue, what would be good to take with stem enhance, and I just want to say here that we do not position stem enhance as being a product that would replace other dietary supplements or other products that may be good for you, superfood, wheatgrass juice, for example, blue green algae itself, spirulina, any other products like this that you would take for good nutrition. We need to think that when we have cells like this circulating in the blood, reaching tissue, proliferating, and doing this renewal process in various tissues, good nutrients are obviously something that is very, very good. So if you are already taking antioxidants, wheatgrass juice, good nutrition, then by all means, just continue to do good nutrition, thinking or keeping in mind that stem enhance is also a good antioxidant and a good anti-inflammatory product. So if you're taking other things that are fulfilling purposes of antioxidant and anti-inflammation, then you might then be able to cut an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory product by taking stem enhance. The best thing again is just to observe yourself and then sense what is best for you. Can you think of anything else, Marika, regarding how to take the product?
Well, you covered a lot of the questions that I hear often and you hear often regarding this. One question that is out there is it good to take it with the whole AFA?
Okay. There's absolutely nothing negative by taking it with whole AFA, and I think that it's probably, how could I say, stem enhance is a concentrate of AFA. It's pretty much the essence of AFA. All the active components we know in stem enhance in AFA are concentrated in stem enhance. Along with water soluble vitamins, minerals, pigments. So it's just not those components. It's really a lot of the nutrition that we have in AFA is also concentrated in stem enhance. We remove some proteins, which is the bulky part of AFA is protein. So we do remove a lot of proteins, some polysaccharides, some lipids. But essentially, stem enhance is a lot of the nutrients that we have in AFA. But it's not all of them. We have removed some of them. So if we have people here who have had good experience in the past with whole AFA, blue green algae, then by all means, it can be taken together.
All right. And you mentioned earlier that the PEA may keep you awake when you take it in the evening. My personal experience is actually that I sleep better when I take the stem enhance right before going to sleep.
Yeah, yeah. When I talked about taking in the, that's a good point. When I talk about taking in the evening, what I meant is you take it at maybe 6, 7, 8, 9 o'clock, going to bed at, let's say, 11 o'clock. In a situation like this, then sometimes it keeps people up. But it is true that a lot of people have reported that if you take the product just right there by your bed table, just put a glass of water there, and when you're in bed, just swallow two capsules of Stem Enhance with some water, some juice, and then go to sleep. And then a lot of people have reported a much sounder sleep.
Yes, and would you have more effect from the PEA if you took more capsules?
With the PEA, yes. I take four capsules three times a day, and the reason why I do it that way is to tap in the PEA aspect of the product. So I can have more of the PEA just to, stay sharper, more concentration, mental clarity, and all of this. So if somebody wants to go for PEA, that's a good point, then you can also increase a little bit the intake. Go from two to three capsules, let's say, and you'll have more of that effect.
All right. And can you take it with medication?
Yeah, it can be taken with any medication.
Okay. I guess we already moved into the question and answer section. And again, I want to remind everybody to, if you have questions, to please email them to productsupport@stemtechhealth.com.
Yeah, please do, because we are, like for this week, I think we have only one question. Do we, Marijke?
Yes. Yes.
So please send your questions for you from your downline, because we depend on you for these questions, at least for the question section. Go ahead.
Yes, and we hear a lot of the same questions that you covered beautifully today. Thank you for that. So the question that we got this week is, does Stem Enhance support the neurotransmitters dopamine and norepinephrine, if I pronounce that correctly?
Okay. It's dopamine and norepinephrine.
Okay.
So I think there might be a mistake here in the word that the way the person wrote it. So norepinephrine, and that's what it does. PEA, phenylethylamine, the compound that is effective on the brain. That's how it works. It works by delaying the reuptake. People may have heard of serotonin uptake inhibitor or serotonin reuptake inhibitors. In the brain, there are neurotransmitters that the way that they are inactivated is by recapturing them, taking them back after being released by a neuron. You pump them back into literally neurotransmitter pumps that bring them back into the nerve terminal. So you have the same thing happening with dopamine and norepinephrine, and PEA plays a role by slowing down or reducing the ability of the neuron to bring back or pumped back in dopamine and norepinephrine. So I'm kind of making the story hopefully not too complicated, but essentially it increases the amount of dopamine and norepinephrine in the synaptic cleft, in the area where these neurotransmitters are doing their work in the brain. So as a conclusion, you end up by having any kind of activity linked to dopamine or norepinephrine to be enhanced or supported. So here we're talking about the support of dopamine and norepinephrine, and these are two neurotransmitters involved in concentration, the feeling of well-being, feeling of joy, and that's why PEA was called the molecule of joy.
Okay, following up with this question, since Parkinson's disease has something to do with the loss of dopamine in the brain, is there any evidence that Stem Enhance is helpful to those suffering from Parkinson, and does it actually help produce dopamine in the brain?
Yeah, PEA does not help produce dopamine. It just increases how much is left like this in the brain. So it does not help produce it. Now, in terms of Parkinson, we cannot make any claim with Stem Enhance and Parkinson's. I will not go there. But essentially, for educational purposes here, yes, Parkinson is caused by the death of specific neurons in an area of the brain called the substantia nigra, and it's an area that is very, very populated by neurons carrying dopamine as neurotransmitter. That's why a lot of compounds that have been known to help Parkinson's all have something to do with supporting dopamine as a neurotransmitter. L-DOPA, for example, is a precursor for the ability of the brain to make dopamine. So anything that is going to help dopamine transmission obviously has a potential here to help the condition in one way or another. But we have no studies so far in that regard done with stim enhance.
Okay, well, that is those are our questions for this week. And I want to remind everybody that tonight we have an opportunity call with the same number, same access code, where Christian will talk about the whole product, and we will have some testimonials, and also Ray Carter will talk about the business opportunity. And Christian was here in Boston last night for a very, very successful meeting, lots of new guests. Very exciting, and tonight he will be in Washington, D.C. Saturday night you'll be in San Francisco, is that correct?
Saturday afternoon, San Francisco.
Saturday afternoon. Okay. Mm-hmm. That information is on the website, on stemtechhealth.com, if you go to the meeting information. Also, this call will be, recording of this call will be available online. If you go to the scheduled conference calls and you click on the link there, and then you'll find a sound file for this call and for the Thursday night calls.
Yeah.
The most recent Thursday night call. So this should be up probably by tomorrow, and you can still listen to last week's call today. And I think that's it for now. Do you have anything else, Christian?
No, that's it. You said it all.
All right.
Thank you very much for being on the call, everyone.
And we'll see you next night and bring guests. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good day, everyone.